Welcome to the I Love Leonard podcast. I'm your host, Leonard Dunmore Jr., and I'm super elated to have you here. Think of my podcast as a personal diary where I bring you guys in with me on conversations that I have with myself and others. We'll navigate topics in the areas of lifestyle, career, and fashion. And if you're anything like me, you're always looking to improve in these three areas. I'll be answering questions, giving insights, and sharing stories about my personal experiences. So turn up your volume, tune your ears, and let's grow together. Today, we're going to be talking about my mom and just lessons that she has instilled in me that is carrying me through my adulting journey now. And if I'm being honest, currently in this moment, I'm facing so much and I've been through so much that has really try to prevent me from becoming who I wanted to be. And some of it is at the hands of people, and a lot of it is just life. Life is going to throw you curveballs, and it's up to you to stand up and fight for the life that you want, fight to live. And when my mom passed, I will honestly say I was in such a state of shock, of course, because it was unexpected. And it just felt as though a rug was just pulled from up under me, and I just fell flat on my ass, honestly. I didn't know what was happening. And I was left to pick up the pieces of everything that she had started, everything that she started within me. When I say started within me, because I feel as though mothers play such an important role in their children's lives and in just who a person becomes. And I say that because you look at someone who has a great relationship with their mom, and that is 9 times out of 10 a major part in how they turn out. To me, from what I see, people who have great relationships with their mother usually turn out to be well-rounded people, turn out to be really loving people, successful, all of those things. And then you have people who don't have healthy relationships with their moms, and that tends to affect them negatively. And then you have people who never got to even experience their moms, and even still that absence of not being connected to your mother still affects them in some way. And so I say all of that to say that while my mom was on this earth, she really left a major impact on my life. And though she left a major impact on my life when she was no longer here on this earth, it forced me to really decide how it was that I was going to live my life, who it is that I was going to be, and how I was going to show up in this world. And I feel as though I continue to live for her, but in a different way. Of course, when she was here and I was younger, I was subject to her authority and all of that, as much as I try to obey. But it was a sense of, I don't even know how to say, like, not necessarily I felt as though I owed it to her, but I did in a way. It's just, to keep it simple, it's like you always want to impress your parents, or you always want to do right by your parents, or you want to make your parents proud. And so I've always kind of just leaned in her shadows and kind of just did what it is as though I felt as though it would make her proud in a way. And so when she was no longer here, I had to really just figure out who it was that I was and who it was that I wanted to be without her being here. So I then went on this journey of exploration and this journey of freedom to really decide who it is that I was going to be and how I wanted to show up for myself personally. Because even though that was my mom, at some point it's like everyone has to break away from where it is that they come from. Not necessarily just disengaging or just throwing out everything that you've known, but it just becomes a point in your life where you choose to live life by your own terms. And so as I've been finding myself on this journey, I have honestly been doing that. And I still pay, you know, homage to her in everything that I do, but it's on my terms and it's on, not even on, but in my truth. Of course, I was younger when she was here. I was still a kid. I lost my mom when I was 17. And I just, of course, nobody really knows themselves at 17. And so as I went on this journey into adulthood and not having that guidance, that unconditional love, it just forced me to learn a lot of things on my own. And some things I had to figure out the hard way. And I don't take anything from my journey, but it definitely helped shape me into who I am today. And along the journey, I was just always reminded of everything that my mom instilled in me. My mom was a wise woman. She was very, very smart and intelligent. And I've always just enjoyed that about her. I could just look into her eyes and just see all the wisdom and just how much of a strong and intelligent woman she was. To be raising a young man, a young black man in America at that, as a single mother, I could only imagine half the things that she went through. And my mom was young when she had me. I believe she got pregnant with me at 19 and she had me at 20. And even that, as I have been going on my journey, that constantly plays in my head all the time. I'm like, I could not even imagine myself with a kid in my early 20s. And so even for that, I just have so much respect for her even more. And when I look at our relationship, we used to get into it like brother and sister, honestly, because it was just so funny. Of course, she was still young and she was still figuring things out. But it's because we were growing up together. And as I watched her continue to build and elevate her life, it just really, looking back, it's just so inspirational. I watched her grow. I say it all the time, we helped each other survive and we watched each other grow. And just seeing her just accomplish everything that she wanted to accomplish in life, the major things. She was a very simple woman, but the key things that brought her fulfillment, like she always wanted a sports car. I remember she used to always talk about wanting a Mustang, but before she passed, she didn't get a Mustang. She ended up getting a Camaro, a brand new Camaro. It was the white. She loved white cars. She got remarried to my stepdad. They loved each other, built a wonderful life together. End up, she always wanted to own a home. They bought a home. I was doing well. I was excelling in school, not giving her any trouble. So she excelled in her career, started moving up like the corporate ladder or whatever. And so she was just really just everything that she went through and that I saw her go through. And I'm getting a little emotional. I'm trying to keep it together because my heart is just so heavy. I'm not even going to lie. But just seeing her efforts. And I really didn't pay attention to that when I was younger. But as I'm older and I'm able to put things into perspective, it just really just, I just have so much respect and admiration for her, honestly. And so as I go through my journey, my voice is trembling. Please forgive me. I'm trying to keep it cute. But as I go through my journey, I am just constantly reminded of who she is. And I know she would not have wanted me to ever quit. She always told me, watch, fight, pray. You treat others how you want to be treated. You always be respectful. You be mannerable. You never lower yourself for anyone. And those are just key things that I have kind of just lived my life by. She was always kind. She was always classy, so gracious. She just moved with grace. Everyone loved her. It was not a room that she could not maneuver. You know, it was not a person that she could not connect with. She was just a very pure and genuine soul and a light to many. And as I've gone on my journey and I've connected with others and just, you know, built my name and just explored, just to keep it simple, and just met people and did things and just lived my life, honestly. People have often told me that I am a light to them, and they have said similar things that she would get compliments on that I now get compliments on. And I honestly, every time I do get a compliment as it pertains to my character, I always say I get it from my mom. And everything that I have learned in this life, I honestly got it from her. And she just taught me how to be a fighter and just to know who it is that you are and not to never, you know, diminish yourself for anyone or anything, and to stay true to yourself, stay true to your values. And I just really hold that close to my heart and close to my chest as I just really go throughout this crazy world, whatever it has in store for me. I'm always constantly reminded of the lessons of my mother. And so I just honestly encourage everyone to just take a step back and just look at your life and where you come from, especially if you have a mom, if she's still alive. I know that can get annoying. Like I said, me and my mom, we will get into it like cats and dogs, but she was still my mother at the end of the day. And I know that there was nothing that she wouldn't do for me. I know that at the end of the day, if I didn't have anyone, I had her. And as I've been going throughout this journey, I'm not going to lie, there has been that constant void of just that unconditional love. I feel as though sometimes a lot of people don't get me, or they don't even care to. I feel as though I am, how would I put it? I am an asset to some people, or they want what they can get out of me, or they like what they see, or they enjoy the vibe. But it's like, do you really just see me for me? And I know at the end of the day, without a shadow of a doubt, that if there was no one else who saw me for me, it was her. And so, and I know she's still with me. I feel her spirit all the time. I still feel her love that will never go away. But like I was saying, if you do have your mother, I encourage you to really just get to know her. Get to know her human to human, heart to heart. And I often wonder what our relationship would look like if she was here today. Because I've grown, I've evolved, and it's crazy, but I always say my mom's passing was the best and the worst thing that ever happened to me. And honestly, I feel as though if she did not pass, or if she was still here with me, I can't say that I would be who I am today, because even though it was such a tragic event, it forced me to grow. It honestly did. And so I just honestly encourage you all just to just dig deep within yourself and just really discover where you come from, who it is that you want to be, and the lessons that you can take from, if you do have your mother or mother figure in your life, someone who has tried to instill wisdom in you, what are the lessons that you can take from them, that you can remember, that you can carry throughout your life? And I don't want to ramble anymore, but honestly, it's just such a blessing to be able to have a mother or a mother figure. I wish my mom was here today, honestly. I wonder what life would be like if she was here. Of course, I would never know, but I can only continue just to live my life to the fullest and just try to make her proud with every step I take and every breath throughout my journey. I try to be intentional as much as I can, and just to really lead in love and just to be who she would have wanted me to be, which is a hardworking, kind, intelligent, smart young man. And that's all I have for you guys today. I just really wanted to share that with you all, kind of open up, and hopefully that just sparks someone to really connect with their mom, or really just see them in a different light, because you only get one mom. And I've connected with so many people who have also lost their mother, and it's just a pain that we share, but I wish we didn't have to. But that's life. We all have a day that we're going to leave this earth. So just really be mindful with how you show up in this world. My mom left such a great impact at her homegoing. It was so many people. And I wanted everyone to wear white just because I didn't want it to be a sad thing. I wanted it to be a celebration of life. And I wanted everyone to wear white, and I wanted the flowers to be teal because that was her favorite color. I just really wanted it to be like a special moment to celebrate a special woman. And just seeing the church filled up with so many people. There were literally people outside the door, people standing up just to see, or not even see, but to show up for this beloved woman, this beautiful soul. And my mom was 38 when she passed. And to just really think about how many lives she touched in such a short amount of time is honestly insane to me. Like, she was literally Superwoman, and she was my Superwoman. And I'm gonna leave it there. But honestly, I just really hope that it touched someone, just to really just connect and to really, really just be appreciative. And that's it for me, guys. Once again, you're always worthy of your dream life, and just use the lessons that have been instilled in you to obtain those things. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, please be sure to connect with me on social media at Leonard Dunmore Jr. Also, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Once again, I'm Leonard, and always remember to lead in love.